toll-free. Toll-free, that is. 855-450-FREE. The SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. We're here live New Year's Day 2013. First one in the year for Free Talk Live. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian here.
And so happy to be here, Johnny Ray.
Mark Edge.
All right, 855-450-FREE. That allows you to take control of the airwaves. We're going to shift gears, move away from our discussion or philosophical discussion about tactics and strategy and talk about foreign aid. Mark, you've got a story about stopping foreign aid to Africa, which, you know, on its face, I mean, I haven't read this. I don't know what you're going to be sharing with us, but some people are going to be upset at this. They're going to say, well, wait a minute, there's poor people over there. There are people starving over there. What are you talking about? Stop sending aid.
Well, I'm not talking about it.
What kind of person would advocate for something like that?
Kenyan James Shikwati.
As in, he's from Kenya.
Yes. So this is his article. It's in the interview from Spiegel .de, and the title of it is "For God's Sake, Please Stop the Aid."
Lots of good, by the way, news coming out of Spiegel over the last few years, if I'm recalling.
Been noticing it.
Yeah, they're a good source for real critical, at least critical. No, maybe they're not critical of the German government, but they're certainly critical of the U.S. Government and others.
So Kenyan here says the Kenyan economics expert James Shikwati, 35, says that that aid to Africa does more harm than good. The avid proponent of globalization, I don't know what that means, spoke with Spiegel about the disastrous effects of Western development policy in Africa, corrupt rulers, and the tendency to overstate the AIDS problem. So this is, you know, coming from a guy in Kenya and who's an economics expert. Mr. Shikwati, the G8 summit in Glendale's there is about to beef up the development aid for Africa. And Shikwati says, for God's sake, please just stop. Stop. The industrial nations of the West want to eliminate hunger and poverty. Such intentions have been damaging our continent for the past 40 years. If the industrial nations really want to help the Africans, they should finally terminate this awful aid. Hmm. The countries that have collected the most development aid are also the ones that are in the worst shape. Despite the billions that have been poured into Africa, the continent remains poor. Spiegel says, do you have an explanation for this paradox?
Is this an interview?
Yeah.
Okay.
Huge bureaucracies are financed with aid money. Corruption and complacence are promoted. Africans are taught to be beggars and not to be independent.
Mm.
In addition, development aid weakens the local markets everywhere and dampens the spirit of entrepreneurship that we so desperately need. And I think that this really is every kind of aid that's out there, governmental aid that's out there. There's just not the, as opposed to charity, you know, there's not the kind of oversight
right.
as to where it goes. It goes to the hands of
To the warlords or whoever it is that's in charge, whichever dictator is in charge over there, and then they get to decide what to do with it. Yeah. And if it's supposed to be money that goes to help business, it's going to go to his cronies.
Yeah.
It's not going to go to the little guy.
If you want to get the aid money as an individual down at the bottom, you're incentivized to look as pathetic as possible.
Mm.
You're not incentivized to do well.
Great point.
The people that do well don't need the aid. It's the people that look pathetic as possible.
Yep.
So this is his claim, and it makes perfectly good sense to me.
Wow.
As absurd as it may sound, development aid is one of the reasons why one of the reasons for Africa's problems. If the West were to cancel these payments, normal Africans wouldn't even notice. The functionaries would be hit hard. Excuse me. I've got to turn this thing here a little bit so I can see a little better. Which is why they maintain that the world would stop turning without this development aid. So the government bureaucrats, basically,
yeah.
is what he's referring to. Yeah, we've got to have it. Spiegel says, even in a country like Kenya, people are starving to death each year. Someone has got to help them. Shikwati says, but it has to be the Kenyans themselves to help these people. When there's a drought in a region of Kenya, our corrupt politicians reflexively cry out for more help.
Mm.
This call then reaches the United Nations World Food Program, which is a massive agency of aparchiks who are in the absurd situation of, on one hand, being dedicated to the fight against hunger, while on the other hand being faced with unemployment were hunger to actually be eliminated. It's only natural that they would willingly accept the plea for more help, and it's not uncommon that they demand a little more money than the respective African government originally requested. They would then forward that request to their headquarters, and before long, several thousand tons of corn are shipped to Africa. Spiegel says, corn that predominantly comes from highly subsidized European and American farmers. And then Shkwati continues, and at some point, this corn ends up in the harbor of Mombasa. A portion of the corn often goes directly to the hands of unscrupulous politicians who then pass it out to their own tribe to boost their next election campaign. Another portion of the shipment ends up on the black market, where the corn is dumped at extremely low prices. Local farmers may as well put away their hoes right then. No one can promote, can compete with the UN's World Food Program, and because the farmers go under in the face of this pressure, Kenya would have no reserves to draw on if they actually were a famine next year.
They're even more dependent.
It's a simple fatal cycle. Now, this is the same thing that's happened basically with clothes. And I think with clothes, it might be a better situation than it is with corn. But with clothes, Americans and Westerners, but I'd say Americans largely, have so many clothes. Ian, you get rid of clothes, you don't
take them to Salvation Army or give them away to people. Yeah.
There are so many of them that they can't sell them all in the thrift stores here in the United States. They go everywhere around the world. Mm-hmm. So indigenous clothes makers have no jobs. Every year, tons and tons of clothes end up everywhere around the world. You can go to the poorest countries on earth and you can see them wearing a Chicago Bulls jersey. Because they're just giving it all these clothes. So that's, you know, there's no indigenous clothes makers there anymore. Why would you pay the equivalent of, I don't know.
Would you pay anything when you can get it for nothing?
Several days labor in order to have some kind of indigenous clothing. Maybe you'll have it for special occasions or something. But other than that, we're all just going to wear this stuff.
Yeah.
And that's really what comes, and when it comes to food, I mean, how much of a farmer can you be and then have a whole year's worth of crops, you know, just destroyed by somebody dumping cheap corn in the marketplace?
Why bother?
You survive?
Yeah.
I mean, you're going to have to go on and do something else. And then you're not going to come back and farm that next year because, you know, you've gone and done something else. So therefore, that country's whole agricultural system is laid waste to by free food coming in. Now, I never really considered this until I'd read this article, but it makes perfect sense, doesn't it?
It's brilliant. I mean, it's essentially welfare on a large scale and the effects of that.
Right, and to illustrate it closer to home and more micro, if I lost my job and I went to the Social Security office or the New Hampshire Department of Labor, and I started getting checks, unemployment checks, I'm just the kind of person that I would just, I would take those checks and I would live on them if I could. I don't know how much they are. Maybe they're too small.
I don't know.
The maximum for unemployment when I looked was like $1,700 a month, I think.
I think I could. I don't have a lot of financial obligations, and I would. My life would just be put on hold.
Mm-hmm.
I have made advancements in my life because I've been desperate and wretched and sick of myself, and I was forced to make a change.
But if you're getting a paycheck, why not just sit around and play video games all day, right?
That's what I would do.
So Spiegel goes on, if the World Food Program didn't do anything, people would starve. Shkwati says, I don't think so. In such a case, the Kenyans, for a change, would be forced to initiate trade relations with Uganda or Tanzania and buy their food there. This type of trade is vital for Africa. It would force us to improve our own infrastructure while making national borders, drawn by Europeans, by the way, more permeable. It would also force us to establish laws favoring a market economy. So Spiegel says, why would Africa actually be able to solve these problems on its own? Would Africa actually be able to solve its problems on its own?
Of course they would. More coming up here. We'll get to the rest in a moment.
Of course, says Shkwati.
855-453. They're humans. They're in, you know, when given the correct incentives, they will solve problems. More coming up. You can take control. Share your thoughts. 855-453. This is Free Talk Live.
What if I could show you a way to take as little as $5,000 and make $100, $1,000, or even more every day by working less than an hour a day with little or no risk? Would you be interested? Hi, I want to tell you about Tactic Trading, a school that teaches homemakers, students, entrepreneurs, executives, the unemployed, or the underemployed how to earn money every day using our proprietary charting tools, indicators which let you know when to buy and when to sell. I know when you hear the term day trader, it sounds risky, but we're so confident in our system that after you graduate, we will fund your trading account with up to $25,000. And here's the best part. When you trade, we'll let you keep up to 80% of whatever you make. Call 877-219-3096 to learn how you can participate in a free online webinar. That's 877-219-3096. Call today. Trading can involve substantial risk. Visit tactictrading.com/100 for complete disclosure.
Happy New Year, Peter Kratschnabel from Midas Resources. Today is December 31st, 2012. Gold opened this morning at $1,664.80. A 1 ounce gold Krugerrand can be purchased for $1,706.26, $853.13 for a half ounce, and $426.56 for a quarter ounce. $1,706.26, $853.13, and $426.56.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
So it's off to Grandma's house for the holidays, eh? That's great. But while you're going over the river and through the woods, professional burglars are choosing easy targets to break into. Don't be an easy target. Plug in fake TV. Fool criminals into believing someone's home at your house watching TV. Fake TV works a bit like the light on a timer, but fake TV is far more convincing. Fake TV plugs into any outlet and simulates the light and colors of a real TV. Burglars will likely move on to easier targets and leave your house alone. Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and makes a great Christmas gift. Or it's perfect if you're traveling over the holidays or anytime. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, toll-free number, take control. 855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-3733. You know, before we continue with the story about Africa, which I think is very interesting, and talking about bitcoins and do some other things, take your calls, 855-450-FREE. I want to say something to our listeners in Indianapolis, and it's something that you normally don't get a chance to really say in this business, and that's goodbye. We got the news a couple of months ago that Entercom has decided to cancel their agreement with Free Talk Live. I suspect You know, I talked to the program director there, Scott. He's always been a big fan of Free Talk Live, and we've done very well on the radio station.
Best rated show on there.
Best rated show on the whole station, from what I understand.
XMT is one of our long... What is,
7 years. We've been on that station for 7 years.
Great. It's been great.
It's been a great run, and he couldn't tell me the reason why. I suspect there's going to be some kind of a format flip tomorrow morning, but I'm not sure. I haven't gotten that information.
Yeah.
But it wasn't anything we did. It wasn't that they were upset with Free Talk Live. They've got some plan that they've got to move forward with that doesn't include us. So what that's going to entail, I don't know. If you're listening in Indianapolis, we really appreciate you tuning into the show every single night, because we've been on weeknights there
for
a while.
Our numbers in Indianapolis have always been very high. We don't get a lot of calls from there, which I think is interesting that so many people listen, but so few call. But
it's just how it is.
It's a PPM market, which means that it's personal people meter, not a purple people eater, where, so we know who's listening. I mean, the numbers, the little computer gizmos don't lie.
Anyway, I can't tell you how many times I've heard you, Ian, say, now we go to Mike listening in Indy.
Yeah, I don't know what you mean, Mark. We've gotten a number of calls.
We get
calls
a lot of calls
Indy.
There, but I mean,
the WXNT.
It's a big marketplace and a 5,000 watt signal.
Yeah, but it's also a bottom of the pack station. I mean, WXNT has been the last place talk station for a long time in that market. And there's a monster powerhouse talk station in town that, owns the airwaves, basically. They've got all local talkers on, and they've just dominated for years. And I'm actually surprised WXNT has continued as a talk radio station for as long as it has, given the relatively poor ratings in the marketplace that they've received over
time.
When
you're on the AM dial, it's hard to do anything else.
Right. Well, the other station was an AM, too, for the long, long time, kind of a heritage AM that, basically ate WXNT's lunch. And usually, a big company like Entercom is going to change a format after a couple years of it, not really working out. And they didn't. They stuck with it. And I don't know what's going to happen tomorrow morning in Indianapolis. I don't know if it's going to go music of your life or sports talk or something like that. I don't know if it's even going to be a format flip. That's just based on my experience
Free
in
Talk
the business.
Live, no longer going to be on WXNT. That we know.
Somebody, if they don't like this, we've lost some stations over the years. Like, if I were to go through the list of stations that have dropped Free Talk Live for whatever reason or another over the
majority
years,
of them are format
it's
flips.
Probably a few dozen of them. It's probably three dozen stations, at least, that have dropped Free Talk Live. The majority of them format flips. But sometimes the program director will say, you just didn't work with our audience.
Yeah.
Then
at least it's content.
Right. And I like to know. Be straight up with me, man. I can handle it. You can tell me what you think. If we upset somebody or there's one station in Florida. We had a big market in Florida once. WFTL was on with us for weekends. Monster signal, 25,000 watts, AM, big station, lots of listeners, lots of callers. The general manager hated us. So we had gotten on that station because the program director loved the show, and when the program director was offered a 50% pay cut to keep his job, he decided to take a walk at that point. And as soon as the program director left, the notice came in that Free Talk Live was no longer on that station.
Yeah.
So, you never know.
We lost our war daddy.
Our war daddy?
Yeah, it's just terminology for somebody who will fight for you.
Oh, I get what you're saying. Right, because the GM certainly could have come in and put the hammer down, and so this guy really was keeping us on the air there, which was cool. So normally, if I've got good rapport, and I do with most of the program directors that run this, that run the stations that air our show, because I call them, I'm the affiliate relations department for the show. It's my job during the daytime to call radio stations and talk to them about Free Talk Live, and that means that I create a relationship with each of the program directors. So if it is something that we did, we'll find out about it. I'll ask them, hey, what was it? I'll ask them, was it something we did? Because I want to make sure about that and know exactly what's precipitating this. And he couldn't tell me, some secret corporate plan that they're going to be putting into probably engagement tomorrow morning. That would be my guess. But anyway, I just wanted to say.
We should be guessing on the air, though, should we? I mean, we don't know.
Why not?
Okay. We don't know.
We're done. I can tell you that in Indianapolis. We're not done as far as Free Talk Live is concerned. We're done on that station in Indianapolis. Maybe, you know, we'll pop up again in the market sooner rather than later. You never know how that's going to pan out. Obviously, as soon as we're off on one station, we can be available to another station in town. So thanks to everybody who's been listening in Indy. And like I said, usually in this business, you don't get to say goodbye. So 855-450-FREE. We'll still be online at freetalklive.com. Still on your phone via m.freetalklive.com. You can tune in through our live streams. And also, of course, you can listen via the listen lines and the webcam. And so if you want to get Free Talk Live, XM Satellite Radio carries us. And so if you want us, we're still out there.
Channels 166 and 165, depending on the day of the week, right?
Yep. And you can learn more about all that over at listen.freetalklive.com. So, 855-453, the SACL CAI toll-free line here tonight. There was an interview that you were sharing with us, Mark, about Africa. And it's an economist based in Kenya. And what's his name? Do you happen to have the...
Shikwati, James Shikwati.
So, he is somebody who is saying to the world, stop it. Stop sending the foreign aid. It's not helping anyone. In fact, it's making people more dependent. It's making people...
Destroying economies. It's
right.
Destroying livelihoods.
It's making people less likely to create things, to create businesses, to run farms, because they're just getting all of this aid. And it hasn't done anything good, he said.
Yep. Spiegel is the organization doing the interview here, and it says, his claim is that if they got, you know, if the aid stopped coming, then African nations would have to start doing business with each other. So rather all this warring and tribal stuff going on, people would actually have to do business. And the black activist W.E.B. Du Bois made the point, more than a century ago, that the only way that the black man was going to be treated as the equal of the white man is if he did business with them. That business puts, you know, the special relationship that is, you know, doing business with each other changes attitudes, changes minds, and puts people on equal footing. So Shikwati goes on. Spiegel says, would Africa actually be able to solve these problems on its own? Shikwati says, of course. Hunger would not be a problem in most of the countries south of the Sahara. In addition, there are vast resources. Oil, gold, diamonds. Africa is always only portrayed as a continent of suffering, but most figures are vastly exaggerated. In the industrial nation, there's a sense that Africa would go under without development aid. But believe me, Africa existed before you Europeans came along, and we did it. And we didn't do it all that poorly either.
Well, you know, necessity is the mother of invention. And, yeah, okay, there's the chance somebody might have a tough time without the aid that they're used to getting.
Mm-hmm.
But as soon as that goes away, people start to put their minds to ways to solve those problems. Let's go to Bob. He's listening in Indy to WXNT. Bob, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, guys, I just heard what you said about going off the air here in town, and just wanted to say how sorry I was to hear that. I
appreciate the thoughts. If you want to hang on, Bob, and explain further, you're welcome to. Stand by. We'll bring you back. 855-453, SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control. Bring up whatever's on your mind. Coming up, lady arrested and jailed for cursing. It's Free Talk Live.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I've been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Food storage? Check. Survival tools? Check. Weapons and water filters? Check. But what about a permanent source of cooking power that can run forever without buying fuel or paying for maintenance? Introducing Afterburner Stoves, home of the original patented rocket stove, the Kelly Kettle, and the Solo Stove. Afterburner Stoves has what you need and now offers all GCN listeners our complete preparedness package with the means to cook meals and sanitize water. Whether you dig in or bug out, cook almost any meal with just a handful of sticks. We already have the lowest online prices guaranteed, but if you enter coupon code GCN at checkout, we'll knock off an additional 15% and send you our amazing 6-hour solar rechargeable LiFO absolutely free, all for only $249. Visit afterburnerstoves.com or call 866-716-5214. 866-716-5214. Afterburnerstoves.com. Cook hot meals with just a handful of sticks.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, toll free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. Coming up, lady in prison for several days for cursing. Mark's got that story. And with you in the studio, it's Ian.
Johnny Ray.
And Mark.
Join us online over at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features. We've got a lot of them, and they're all free, including the Shrine of Female Listeners, dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send in their validated photo or video showing that they are listeners of the program. You can go to shrine.freetalklive.com to see them. And if you're a lady listener, you can become part of the Shrine. Get the details on how to do that. And it involves sending in a validated photo or video, meaning you're proving in the photo or video that you're listening, that you are a listener of the show. You can see what I mean by going to shrine.freetalklive.com. And let's continue here. We've got Bob listening in Indy to WXNT to what may be our last night for the foreseeable future, on the radio waves, at least, in Indianapolis, as WXNT is preparing to make some sort of change. It's not known what that is. The quote from the program director is that he's not in a position where he's able to share the new direction, but it will not compete with what we do at Free Talk Live and has nothing to do with our performance. So he's not mad. We didn't do anything wrong. It's just that they've got a new vision for the station, and what that is, I don't know. We were speculating that it might be sports talk, but it looks like there's like three or four sports talk stations in the town, so I have no idea.
I think we've got enough sports talk here in town, and I'll be interested to see what they're doing. But like I said, I just wanted to let you guys know I'm a 56-year-old. I guess I would consider myself a conservative. I don't agree with everything you guys say, but I've listened to you guys for years. You're on from 8 to 10 here, and then on Saturdays for 3 hours. And, I many a Saturday night sat out by the by the out on the back porch and had a campfire going, just listened to you guys and just enjoyed the heck out of you guys. And
gosh, really thank you. I really appreciate it.
Thanks for listening.
It's always interesting, right? Because you've never called before, right?
No, I've never called. I don't know why. I just enjoy listening.
I think that's neat. You know, like
time.
We say goodbye and then get somebody calling in that you've never heard before in all the 7 years that we've been on the station.
Well, mostly that's what it's about. I mean, fewer than 1% of people that listen are going to call.
Right.
But, you know, I mean, we didn't enrage him so much that he calls in on one of these issues that he disagrees with, reasonably so. But, you know, we've been a part of his life for so long.
Right. It's nice to know that that you've been with us for that long, and I appreciate that.
Yeah. I listen to a lot of talk radio, and I enjoy your show as much as any I listen to. So good luck,
guys. Thanks, Bob. And, you know, I don't want to say tune out from WXNT, but we're not going to be on anymore. So if you want to call the other stations in the market and ask for Free Talk Live, it wouldn't hurt. You know, we may be back on by the end of the year. You never know how these radio things end up working. There's some markets like Tallahassee. We've been on and off twice over the last decade. We were on one FM talk station. They went out, you know, went and flipped formats. And then we got on another FM talk station, and then they, you know, got rid of us for somebody that was going to pay them some money to be on in our slot. So things change in this business, but we're going to be here the whole time, and you can always find us at freetalklive.com anytime
you
want, Bob. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Appreciate your call tonight. 855-450-FREE. It's nice to know that, you know, you've made an impact at least with somebody and that they regularly tune in to the show.
I just thought it was thoughtful as it could be.
You know those people are out there. It's just you don't hardly ever hear from them. So 855-450-FREE. Mark, let's talk bitcoins before we go to this lady who has been imprisoned for cursing.
Yeah, I wanted to. This
You've got some interesting statistics about the Bitcoin in 2012. Right.
We talk about Bitcoins a lot on the show, and I am certainly bullish towards Bitcoins. Johnny Ray, I know you are too, and Ian, I know you are too. So this is from TheBitcoinTrader.com, and it's sort of a retrospective of Bitcoin in 2012. Bitcoin by the numbers. Our humble digital currency continued to show resilience in 2012, growing in all respects and steadily building its user base by the expression slow and steady is a fitting descriptor. Let's take a look at the stats. The rate of downloads of the main client, this is the Bitcoin wallet, as it's called, the Bitcoin software, you can get it at bitcoin.org, increased slightly towards the latter half of the year with approximately 70,000 downloads per month. This isn't 70,000 downloads of the client. This is 70,000 downloads a month, almost that for a year. So it's a little bit lower than that throughout the year. So, I mean, if you're talking about these numbers, and it's just a steady increase over time, I mean, millions of downloads on this Bitcoin client. There are millions of people who have this Bitcoin client.
That's the official client. There are also alternative clients out there as well.
That's true. That's the official one. And the official one is getting slow and ponderous. At some point or another, it's only going to be held by servers. It's not even going to be, it takes a while to download this thing now. Now, the number of users by the popular My Wallet service provided by blockchain.info has grown nearly exponentially, especially over the last month. This is the proverbial hockey stick, Ian, you know, where you see something going along, going up a little bit, and there's wham!
That's the point of saturation, I believe, is it's called?
I don't know that it necessarily indicates that, but it's, there have been a lot of downloads. Really, what it is, it's about this one particular gambling company in Southeast Asia that's huge, and,
The Satoshi Dice? Which one is that?
It's something that you, it's not even written.
Not English.
Yeah, it's the thing I know about.
Gotcha.
But I don't know, maybe play pachinko or something. I have no idea. But I can tell you gambling as a cultural thing in Asia is big. And that's just the incredible downloads there. So people are basically avoiding their government rules on their currency by using bitcoins. And a lot of people are doing that. And you can do that at satoshidice.com or sealswithclubs.co.
Excellent.
Yeah. Another popular
Seals with Clubs. Was it EU?
It's EU or COM.
Okay.
Yeah. Another popular client, Multibit, receives approximately 200 downloads per day. That's 6,000 per month, which is quite respectable.
For an alternative, sure.
Yep. And this is just different wallets. These are different wallets, and it's just incredible the amount. There's always a favorite statistics is the exchange rate. Over the past year, Bitcoin's value, when compared to the U.S. dollar and most other currencies, increased steadily. though there was a large spike and subsequent dip in August. Interestingly, the current market cap is actually at a peak for 2012. I should have looked up what market cap is, but is market capitulation? I don't know. Is that some market something?
Market capitalization.
Capitalization. And does that have something to do with the price, or... You knew the word, which puts you in better place than me, so I don't mean to put you on the spot, Johnny Ray. I just don't know.
I'm going to say the market cap for bitcoins, would say that's the amount of U.S. dollars that have been sunk into it, that have been spent on bitcoins.
Okay, it doesn't look like that from what they're saying here, but maybe it's just the price per bitcoin. It says it's exceeding the spike in August. This can be attributed to the fact that tens of thousands of bitcoins have been introduced into the economy since August, though now at a slower rate of 25 per block. It used to be earlier this year, I guess last year. Last year, most of the year, it was 50 bitcoins per block, which would be every 10 minutes, 50 bitcoins would be created. Now it's down to 25. BitcoinData.net has been tracking several other statistics, including the number of items listed at BitMit. This is essentially the eBay of Bitcoin. BitMit.com, an auction site that operates in Bitcoin, only in bitcoins. The number of users at Augur, massive multiplayer online role-playing game marketplace, and the number of views of the What is Bitcoin YouTube video. All three of these have shown steady growth over the past year, and I'm looking at the things. By steady growth, they're talking good growth. I mean, I wish my money was growing like this month. Stuff's growing. Bitcoin Talk forum membership has shown growth. Subscriber to the Bitcoin subreddit is also increasing. Just every indication of Bitcoins here, it's going up, up, up. If you want to buy Bitcoins, the way to do it is to go to BitInstant.com. It's BitInstant.com. It's the fastest, safest, easiest way to get bitcoins, and I've trusted them to get my bitcoins. Ian?
Yes, multiple times.
BitInstant.com.
I like it, and it is easy. 855-453. Roger's listening in Indy to WXNT. Roger, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yes, like your previous caller, I was just wanted to say I was also sorry to hear that the station here is planning to discontinue you, and I plan to attempt contact station.
Thank you, Roger. Stand by. We can bring him back here in a moment. You can help take us out in the final segment here in moments. 855-453. This is Free Talk Live.
What if I could show you a way to take as little as $5,000 and make $100, $1,000, or even more every day by working less than an hour a day with little or no risk? Would you be interested? Hi, I want to tell you about Tactic Trading, a school that teaches homemakers, students, entrepreneurs, executives, the unemployed, or the underemployed how to earn money every day using our proprietary charting tools, indicators which let you know when to buy and when to sell. I know when you hear the term day trader, it sounds risky, but we're so confident in our system that after you graduate, we will fund your trading account with up to $25,000. And here's the best part. When you trade, we'll let you keep up to 80% of whatever you make. Call 877-219-3096 to learn how you can participate in a free online webinar. That's 877-219-3096. Call today. Trading can involve substantial risk. Visit tactictrading.com/100 for complete disclosure.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Tatler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Land in Buenos Aires, then are shuttled to Santa Rosa, where a nicely furnished cabin with all amenities, Wi-Fi, executive food and wine, and laundry service awaits. After a good night's sleep, your adventure begins. You're on a golden stag safari for big game, but it's not Africa. It's Argentina. One-on-one guided hunts for water buffalo, cougar, bighorn rams, wild boar, and the biggest stag deer in South America. All gold medal quality. All the action you can handle. Land Rovers, top rental guns with scopes, all food, beverages, hunting guides, ground transportation included, and more, all more affordable than you can imagine. The adventure of a lifetime starts at GoldenStagSafaris.com, the big game hunting ranch, GoldenStagSafaris.com.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
It is a little-known fact that every single cell of your body is supposed to produce 10% of its protein content as glutathione. But due to toxicity and aging, it does not. Could glutathione be a missing factor in optimal cell function for your entire body? If you restore the optimal glutathione levels in your cells, especially your glands and organs, then as a result, your glands and organs work better. Imagine the quality of life improvement you might have. To order One World Way, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, 855-453, the SACL CAI toll-free line, inviting you to our website over at freetalklive.com. You can get interactive there. And, of course, you can tune in the show. We've got various different ways for you to do that. Our live streams are there over at listen.freetalklive.com. You can grab us up on XM Satellite Radio as well. We're on every night of the week there. Plus, we're up on KU Band on free-to-air. You can use a free receiving signal. Well, it's not free. You've got to pay for the receiving system, but then you don't have to pay monthly. Once you get that hooked up, you can learn more about all of those options over at listen.freetalklive.com. And we are talking with Roger in Indy, but I want to make sure you know about BitPay.com first.
No, we've we did the Bitcoin ad.
Oh, okay. I thought we talked about BitPay. I apologize about that.
No, BitPay is a way if you'd like for your business to accept Bitcoins, but you know that the fact is that Roger Veer, who pays for this, pays for a Bitcoin ad, and he gives me a certain amount of latitude. So when I spent an entire segment reading about Bitcoin, I felt that that was covered.
Okay, fair enough. Well, anyway, let's continue here with a different Roger. This one is in Indy, listening to WXNT. Hey, Roger.
Hi.
So you were saying goodbye, because that's what we said earlier, is that unfortunately tomorrow something different is going to be happening on WXNT. We don't know what it's going to be, but it's not going to involve us. And it's been a great run, 7 years on the air down there. Our second longest running affiliate of all of our 110-plus radio affiliates.
Behind Enid, Oklahoma.
Go ahead with your thoughts, Roger. Appreciate your call tonight.
Yeah, I was just saying that I plan to contact the station, and I would like to encourage any other listeners from Indy to do the same, because a lot of times, you know, the stations don't know what their listeners think unless the listeners let them know. And I will also try to contact other stations and make sure that some of the other radio stations are aware that there's listeners here in town that would like to listen to this, have an opportunity to listen. Continue listening to
Excellent.
Your program.
I appreciate you taking the time to do that.
Appreciate that, Roger.
And anyone else who decides to take the time to do that is definitely appreciated. Anything else you wanted to share tonight?
That's about it.
Thanks for your call, Roger. Appreciate you listening, and thank you again. So 855-450-FREE, SACL CAI toll-free line. As I said, we're continuing on. Free Talk Live's on over 100 stations from coast to coast on AM and FM. We've been doing this show now for over a decade, and WXNT was one of the first. Actually, give you a little bit of history on the station. it was our first big station. WXNT was our first big market station. Indianapolis, a pretty big market, well over a million people living in that marketplace. I don't know what the market ranking number is, but it's up, you know, it's in the top 100 for sure, probably top 50.
And we've performed through them for them throughout the years.
Well,
too.
If we didn't, they never would have put us on weeknights. They started us out as a Saturday night show. We were live on Saturday nights there. And then after, I forget who. Oh, it was Fred Thompson. It was when that old, really boring show, Fred Thompson.
Fred Thompson stepped on me.
At a convention, isn't
it? Yeah, he did. He just got tripped on me. He's a big man, big hands, big feet.
This is the actor slash politician, Fred Thompson.
He's in one of my favorite movies, The Hunt for Red October.
Yep.
I've heard his show before. I don't know. I mean, you know, they're all the same.
Just another conserva clone.
Whatever.
But he left the air, as most Hollywood stars do. Like,
I think the one thing that you could say about Free Talk Live, not the same.
Right. There's this thing in the radio syndication business that they like to do. It almost never works. But they, for whatever reason, keep doing it. They'll find some Hollywood star, like Dennis Miller is the most successful version of this, because he's actually still going and has been doing it for a few years. But there's all kinds of Hollywood people, Whoopi Goldberg, David Lee Roth.
David Lee Roth was one.
There's a bunch of these
Garoppolo.
Guys. Garoppolo. Gene Garoppolo.
Who was the one who did Jerry Springer?
Jerry Springer.
He was another
liberal
example.
Talk.
Yeah. And as was Garoppolo.
Right. So they bring these Hollywood
stars
in.
What was his name? He's now a senator.
Al Franken.
Yep.
They bring these Hollywood stars in, and they think that for whatever reason, they've got the star power, so that's going to somehow make their show work. But usually these Hollywood stars aren't used to doing radio, which actually requires showing up somewhere at a certain time every single day.
There's another guy who does sports talk, too, and I can't remember what his name, but he was an actor. And I think that his show actually got canceled recently. I may be wrong on that.
I don't know who that would be.
We saw him at the R&R, the convention that used to be on R&R, Talk Radio Boot Camp, but...
But anyway, that's what they try to do. It almost never works out, so the star usually gets all flustered with having to be responsible to do an entertaining show, and they don't have a script, of course, so they're actually, you know, they have to be themselves.
There's something entirely different between being an actor and being a talk show host. Yeah. I mean, it's a different personality.
Yeah, Fred Thompson wasn't just an actor.
No.
He was...
And a politician.
And a politician.
Yeah. Which, you know, you pretty much have to be an actor to be a politician, right?
Yeah, I think it goes hand in hand.
So, Fred Thompson's show went away, and the program director there was gracious enough to give us the opportunity to take over nights on WXNT. And as I pointed out, obviously he wouldn't have done that if we were bombing on the weekends.
It's not just graciousness.
So, you know, we've been on there on weeknights now for a couple years now, at least, and it's been great. So, I don't know where I was going with that, just kind of giving you a little bit more information. Oh, yeah, one of our biggest stations up front in the very beginning, and it was actually a different program director at that time, Andrew Lee, who is a liberty-minded dude in the business. He's now moved on to other radio stations since then, and it's kind of interesting watching in the radio business. You know, over the years, Free Talk Live stays where we are, and then there's the shuffling that kind of goes around in the business where, you know, the program director of station X becomes the program director of station Z in a completely different market, and we're still sitting here in Keene, New Hampshire doing our show.
Get tired of packing.
I never wanted
down
that.
The town,
you know,
up and down the dial.
Baby, you and me were never meant to be.
Just maybe think of me once in a while. I'm at WKRP in Cincinnati.
I don't think we've ever had a Cincinnati station.
No, I don't think so either. But it's great. I'm glad we're here. Glad you're there, wherever you are. And, of course, we'll take your calls about anything. Like I said, we're not going anywhere. We're going to continue doing this radio thing here for as long as physically, humanly possible. Because we love doing radio, and that's why we're here seven nights a week.
It's work.
Well, yeah, I'm grateful that I don't have to go and swing a sledgehammer or.
I think everybody's grateful you don't have to swing a sledgehammer.
I got
to
drive. I got to drive 2 hours by 5 a.m. tomorrow. I got to be in Newburyport, Massachusetts, to clean a dam, something or other.
Clean something.
You going to sleep between now and then, or are you just going to hit the road?
It depends on what the ladies want me to be spending my time doing.
The ladies.
I've been hearing banging during the break. Like, they're trying to get in the door. It's a good thing we secured it.
Because I shaved my head.
Now, people can see that over at cam.freetalklive.com. Mark, a story about the woman who was imprisoned for cursing. Let's throw that one out
real
there.
Quick. A Michigan woman was released from jail on Friday after being incarcerated for 11 days for cursing inside a county court.
Contempt.
Yeah, her legal troubles aren't over. It wasn't necessary. It wasn't even necessary to put me through all this, says LaRue Four, when in exiting the Berrien County Jail. I know this is just the beginning. Ford said she was cursing to herself in frustration over the process of clearing up an old traffic ticket on her second trip to the county clerk's office to pay the $50 fine. And December the 18th, District Court Judge Dennis Wiley ordered that she be arrested and put in jail on a $5,000 bond. Since she was attempting to leave town, she was actually moving, and this was part of the process of moving. They wouldn't even let her out then. So, and this is really, to me, this points out what the only sin is. When it really comes down to it, it's all about disobedience. You know, this lady had a certain level of contempt for the process that went on here.
Rightfully so.
If you're paying off the cell phone company, you owed them $50, and you said you people are a bunch of crooks when you left, they might talk about you after you left.
Yeah.
Or whatever. But the judge, when you say, you know what, I think your service stinks, and you look dumb in your little black moo-moo, when you say that, you get thrown in jail.
I've seen it happen. And jail time.
That's really what it's all about. It's
happened
about,
to a demo.
It's about contempt. It's about disobedience. This is what you get when you have a monopoly. And that's what we've got. I mean, you know, when it comes to governance and, judicial, legal stuff.
It's not even just a monopoly, because at least with some of the monopoly, there's some level of control that you could somehow try to exert by calling a state representative or whatever. They can't do anything about this. This woman wasn't charged with any kind of criminal charge. This is contempt of court, which is a power that judges have and cannot be taken away.
But, Ian, there is no monopoly that's not a government monopoly. The government, yeah. even if the government gives a monopoly privilege to, say, a power company, this is relatively common. Of course, you can cuss out the power company agent, and it's not going to do you much good. It's really rude behavior, but, you know, you're probably not going to go to jail for it. But the power company gets its monopoly privilege from the government, so therefore only the government has a monopoly in the area of power.
My point is you can't do anything about this. This can't be changed. This isn't a law that can be repealed. This is, you know, there's no way that these judges have the power of contempt. It cannot be removed unless you somehow completely end the system itself. Until then, these judges will be able to lock people up for whatever arbitrary reason they want to, and it's sick. I wish we had more time to talk about it. Maybe we will tomorrow night, or you can bring up anything you want at that time. See you online in the meantime at freetalklive.com. Indeed.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit weusecoins.com.
In these hard economic times, you've got to do whatever you can to save money. One of our biggest expenses can be our cars, especially when unexpected repair bills hit. Not anymore. Repairs for your engine, transmission, and much more can become a thing of the past if your vehicle has less than 130,000 miles. Get your car protected, saving you hundreds, even thousands of dollars. See if your vehicle qualifies. Just call 1-800-832-0768. Again, 800-832-0768. That's 1-800-832-0768.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.